The sniper started his spree last week on Wednesday, firing a shot into the Michaels craft store in Aspen Hill. No one was hurt. However, less than an hour later, the sniper killed a man in Silver Spring. The next morning, the carnage continued in Rockville, where a man was killed. And within 90 minutes of that shooting, the sniper killed three more people in Montgomery County, two at gas stations, one at Leisure World.
Fox 5's Bob Barnard and Melanie Ellenwick are following different aspects of the intense investigation. We begin now with Bob.
Take a look behind me. This is the gas station, the mobile gas station. The vehicle you can see there is a silver minivan that is behind the police tape. That's the van that the nurse was in. There is blood, frankly, splattered on the other side of that van. On the other side of the van, still parked at the pumps, is the cabbie's car.
My hands were shaking, and I got out of the car, and I called 911. And I saw the taxi driver was laying down, and there was a lot of blood. And I was trying to explain to the 911 operator where I was and what had happened. If I had got out immediately, grabbed my bag, got out, not being a little bit nosy and what's that guy doing, then it would have been 50-50 who he would have shot.
That same night, the sniper killed his sixth victim in the district this time.
It could be any one of us. Sitting on the front porch could be us, could be me, could be you, could be anybody.
What's the matter with him? He just got shot. Help me, you dog. Are you okay, Hyman? Okay.
The spree continued, though, Monday morning with the shooting of a 13-year-old student in Prince George's County. That boy remains in critical condition.
And I was gasping for air. I was turning pale. I was losing so much blood. I had to roll the window down to help me breathe. It was an intense moment. I truly thought I was going to die.
This is where the bullet actually pierced me. This was all immediate surgery. These here looks like other bullet wounds. They was just like maybe bags of blood. They had to feed me through my veins, essentially, because if I would have eaten or drinking anything, I could have choked on myself.
Then Wednesday night, the sniper took down a man in Manassas. The hit happened just after 8 o'clock last night at the Sunoco gas station in Manassas. Now, if the shooting is in fact linked to the sniper killings, this will be the 10th unexplained shooting in a row. The victim in this case, a well-liked 53-year-old civil engineer.
I didn't really think it was, you know, in my neighborhood and right there. That's just, it's scary.
10 shots fired, 9 people struck, 7 killed. The addition of Prince William County to the shooter's fields of prey has strengthened the task force's size and resolve.
On given days, we might be trailing with teams of federal and local officials, 16, 18 people on a given day. What generally ended the surveillance on those suspects would be another shooting.
They basically killed everybody. That was the randomness of it. You know, there was no rhyme or reason to it. They just killed everybody. Maximum fear.
Chaos follows the apparent trail of the serial sniper. Traffic is slowed to a crawl, plans are canceled, and businesses are feeling the effects of communities in lockdown.
So your husband shot?
My wife.
Where's she been shot?
She shot in the head.
You should understand that I hope to God that someday we'll know why all of this occurred. Thank you.